you take the bad, you take them both, and there you have the facts of life. The facts of life. There's a time you gotta go and show you're growing. Now you know about the facts of life. The facts of life. When the world never seems to be living up to your dreams, and suddenly you're finding out the facts of life are all about you. You. It takes a lot to get them right when you're
trademark. Puff is the difference between my hair and your hair.
Yeah, that and a barrel of Born Blonde.
Hey! Oh, no, the water stopped.
Oh, great.
Morning, girls. Any chance of my getting in the bathroom today?
Only if you like your showers on the dry side. There's no water.
Again? I'm gonna have to call Mr. Zimmer. Oh, girls, before you go, I'm preparing a very special dinner for you tonight. We have something to celebrate.
Bruce Springsteen decided to adopt us.
Not quite.
What is it then?
Come on!
Oh, you just have to hang on a few more hours.
This is great.
Meantime, what am I going to do about my shower?
It's always the car wash.
Natalie, you are funny!
You find it amusing, do you, Tootie?
No, ma'am.
Mrs. Garrett, would you please try to do something about the heat? Our room was like a sauna last night.
Oh, not the heat, too.
This is serious, Mrs. Garrett. The tongues are hanging out of my shoes.
Not to worry. I promise you there will be no more problems with heat.
They say you should study in a cold temperature. Your mind's more alert. Makes you a better student.
That accounts for all those polar bears at Yale.
Mrs. Garrett's celebration dinner must be big stuff. She's been slaving over that hot stove for hours.
She's no fool. This is ridiculous. My parents are spending a fortune so I can get frostbite.
It's not that bad.
Maybe not for you, but a Warner is like a delicate souffle.
Yeah, light and empty.
Mr. Zimmer will fix the thermostat as soon as he gets through breaking something else.
Look, a little suffering is good for the soul.
Forget it, Natalie. Suffering is a word unknown to the Warner clan.
How do you know that? Happens to be true. But how would you know?
Because I know you, Blair. I've seen you on the fire.
Are you saying I'm not any good in a crisis?
Oh, to you, a crisis is running out of oilable way.
You might be interested to know. I've been observing you lately.
This ought to be good.
I see a smug, self-righteous, know-it-all who wears her humble beginnings like a crown.
Well, at least there's something humble about me. There isn't a humble hair on your head.
You leave my hair out of this.
Gladly. I've had your hair up to my ears.
Can we please study? Gosh, Judy and I both had big tests on Monday.
Oh, my God.
Scoot.
I hate it when you do that.
Do what?
Sigh.
You don't sigh.
Well, if it wasn't a sigh, you got a slow leak.
Cool it, you two.
Look over.
You did it again.
That's called breathing.
You do it just to annoy me.
No, I do it to keep from dying.
There's an idea.
I don't have to take this.
So leave.
I will.
Good.
And I'll take my blanket with me.
Mrs. Garrett, I have tried to deal with her like a civilized person, but it's impossible.
Civilized? John McEnroe could give you lessons in etiquette.
Girls, please, it's cold. There's no water. We've all been on edge the last few days. But I promise you the problem is only temporary.
Wrong, Mrs. Garrett. The problem is Blair.
Me? She's completely unreasonable, Mrs. Garrett. She hates it when I breathe.
That sound makes me crazy. If you want my bike, I'd give you a lube job.
Listen, you girls have had arguments before. You'll work it out.
Not this time.
I can't take it anymore.
Oh, girls, please.
Not one more day.
Not one more hour. Mrs. Garrett, how long do I have to pay for one lousy mistake?
Not much longer. Oh, rats. Oh, this is the surprise I was saving for tonight. It's the bill for the damage you did to the school van last year. It's marked paid in full.
You mean we don't have to work in the kitchen anymore?
That's right.
We're free?
Uh-huh.
And we can move back into the dorms?
Uh-huh.
We're free? And room with anyone we want.
Now, wait a minute. You girls have become like a family. And believe me, families aren't that easy to come by.
We're free! Blair, do you know what this means? I never have to hear you breathe again! Anyway, if I can get Kathy Gates to move in with Jody Spiegel, that would leave Kathy's room open and I could have my own private room.
Would you stop talking about leaving? Natalie and I would never move out.
Does anybody know Lila Oliver?
I do. She's a junior from Scranton. Not very pretty. Below average intelligence. Sloppy.
Oh.
You were made for each other.
Girls, girls, girls. What do people usually fight over? The little things. Ignore the little things and it's a breeze. For instance, if I got irritated by every little thing Tootie does, we'd have split up a long time ago.
Right.
I mean, who cares if she always leaves her books on my bed?
Yeah, see, it's like when I...
I always leave books on your bed.
Yeah. You walk in, and instead of dropping them on your bed, you drop them on my bed.
I don't do that.
You do.
But don't worry, you're a kid. You don't know any better.
Well, if it irritated you, why didn't you say something?
It doesn't irritate me much.
Well, is there anything else I always do that doesn't irritate you much?
My. Trouble in paradise.
You butt out, Blair.
Yeah, you tell her, Tootie.
And the same goes for you, Mr. Goodwrench.
Hey. Stop this. What's the problem here?
I'm shaking it.
Hold it. One war at a time, please.
Yeah. I'm fed up with her.
Well, Tootie, why are you fighting with Natalie?
Because I just found out that I irritate her as much as she irritates me.
Since when have I irritated you?
Always. Bull.
Natalie.
Double bull.
Girls, that's enough. Look, living together means compromising. That's the way it is. Does this mean you're not willing to try?
I'm moving out.
Me too. The sooner the better.
I'm going someplace where I'm wanted.
Fine. Let me know if any of you need help packing.
How's it going? We don't get much chance to talk these days.
Oh, fine, Joe, just fine. It's a little hectic without you girls helping in the kitchen. Also, a little quiet. How's everything back at the dorms?
Oh, great. Great.
Yeah, and your new roommate?
Oh, she's a terrific kid. Sweet, generous, humble. It's kind of like living with Mother Teresa. She's knitting me a cover for my motorcycle helmet. I better get washed up.
Hello, one and all. Hello, Mrs. Garrett.
Hello, Blair.
It's wonderful to see you.
It's wonderful to see you again, too, Blair.
I never get the chance to see you alone anymore.
Yeah.
I never get the chance to tell you about all the wonderful things that are going on in my life. You must really miss that.
I do, Blair. I do.
I just love my new room. I have so much space now. Sometimes I come home and look around and say, look at this space. It's so...
spacious?
Exactly.
I'm glad you're so happy, Blair.
Oh, thank you, Mrs. Garrett. I just hope things are working out as well for everyone else.
Oh, they are. I just spoke to Joe, and she sounds delighted with her new roommate.
How nice. You know, compatibility is the key, Mrs. Garrett. I have so much more in common with the friends I see now. Same interests, same background, same attitudes. We sit around for hours just agreeing with each other.
Sounds stimulating.
It's just wonderful having a friendship without any hassles or problems, you know?
Oh, yeah? Well, I wouldn't know. With all the good friends I have, it's tough going sometimes. We fight, we disagree, but we always hold on. I guess you have to decide whether it's worth all the trouble.
Hey, 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 Mrs. Garrett.
Hey, 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 to you, Natalie.
Mrs. Garrett, I'd like you to meet my new roommate, Brenda Hall.
How are you, Brenda?
Adequate.
I was just telling Brent here I have this well-placed contact in the lunch department. I guess you could say Mrs. Garrett's my French bread connection. French bread connection, get it?
Well, you sure came to the right place. The bread boat came in this morning.
Funny.
You should see her when she really gets rolling.
Excuse me.
What are you doing here?
I'm going to eat lunch, if that doesn't irritate you.
I'm just a little surprised. I hardly ever see you in the lunchroom these days.
Well, I've been so busy with my friends that I have to eat my meals late, but rest assured, I wouldn't have come if I'd known you'd be here.
Well, I wouldn't have come if I'd known you'd be here.
Well, I wouldn't have come first.
You are so childish. You're such a geek. Don't call me a geek.
I'll call you anything I want.
Isn't there some kind of regulation against bloodshed in the cafeteria?
You really want to hurt me, don't
you? Girls, girls, girls,
girls, hello, 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 hello. I hope I'm interrupting something. Hey. Everybody, look who's here. Joe.
Yay.
Hello.
Oh, well, 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 what do you know? Look at this. Joe, Blair, Natalie, and Tootie. Isn't this wonderful? It's just like old home week. Joe, Blair, Natalie, and Tootie together again after all this time. Joe, Blair, Natalie. Oh, I shouldn't go on like this. You girls have so much to talk about.
I gotta go.
I'm starved.
I'll see you later.
Hold it. I have news for you. There'll be new girls taking over your kitchen duties and moving into your old room.
New girls? In our room?
Of course, I certainly can't turn them loose in a room like that. I want it cleaned, swept, and painted for the new tenants. So I expect you tomorrow at 3 o'clock, ready to work, wear your old clothes.
Mrs. Garrett, I don't have any old clothes. I'll buy some.
Anybody want this?
I'll pass.
But I hate sweeping.
Nobody's exactly thrilled to be here, but the faster we finish, the faster we can split.
I'm leaving in an hour no matter what. I'm not missing my rock hunt.
Your what?
Rock hunt. Brenda and I go out every day and look for rocks.
I didn't know that.
Of course not. That gets out, everyone will want to do it.
For your information, you can learn a lot about rocks. Brenda says they're mysteries of nature with distinct personalities.
Takes one to know one.
Did anyone notice it's exactly the right temperature in here?
Mrs. Garrett said Mr. Zimmer was here all morning. He fixed everything.
That figures. Now that the new girls are moving in, everything's in perfect condition.
I can't believe Mrs. Garrett is letting perfect strangers move into our room.
Well, what'd you think she was gonna do? Seal it off like King Tut's tomb?
It's kind of weird to think somebody else is gonna be sleeping in my bed.
Remember the first night we slept here and there were no beds, so we had to use sleeping bags on the floor?
Yeah, Blair kept tossing and turning all night.
Right. She rolled into the bathroom 3 times. So things change. You're born, you move on, you die, that's life.
Well, don't go all mushy on us.
Hey, look at this.
What is it?
Tootie's old growth chart. Remember last year when you thought you stopped growing? I measured you right here. Look how much you've grown, almost 2 inches.
Yeah.
We shouldn't have marked up the wall.
Right. Oh, God, I'm getting a painter's cramp. I can't even let go.
Oh, come here, give it to me, I'll take it.
Thanks, Joe.
I'm sorry.
Of course you are.
Really, see, it was an accident.
I know.
May I?
Forgive me.
It was an accident. Rhino. Oh, Blair. Will no hard feelings. Don't worry. It's designer paint.
I better warn you. I'm a fencing artist.
Holy wait, no.
Are you okay?
No, I don't know. I'm a con artist.
You sneak!
Hold it! You guys are making a mess. Show some decorum.
Should do with her.
Studying for your art final?
Actually, we started out cleaning and painting.
You might say we threw ourselves into our work.
You might say you've gotten yourself into a considerable mess.
Oh, I guess we owe you for the paint.
Yes, and for the cost of stripping the floor and revarnishing it and staining it.
Mrs. Garrett, you're talking big bucks.
Big enough.
Oh.
Where are we gonna get that kind of money?
I'll be babysitting till I'm 40.
Well, I'm not hocking my bike for any floor.
Oh, I know you girls will come up with something.
Of course we will. Like what?
I just had another one of my terrible ideas.
What?
No, it's too hideous to mention.
Would you spit it out? How bad can it be?
Well, we could move back in here and work in the kitchen to pay off the debt.
You're right, it's hideous.
Yeah, no.
You're right. Wouldn't work. Nah. It means compromising again. And you girls aren't willing to do that. Any other ideas?
I could make the effort. Maybe.
What about Brenda? She's got her rocks.
Wouldn't be forever.
It just seemed like it.
Only if you can't get that wheezing under control.
Wheezing?
Of course, there's still the matter of my alleged books on your bed.
Alleged books? Tootie, those books are always on my bed.
Always? There's that word again.
How about almost always?
Absolutely.
Get 'em right.